President Bush thanked the King of Bahrain for sending an ambassador back to Baghdad after the kingdom's top diplomat there was wounded in an apparent kidnapping attempt 3 years ago.
It's a very strong move that indicates a willingness to lead, as well as a willingness to send a signal that when a young democracy like Iraq is beginning to make, you know, progress, that it is important for the neighborhood to recognize that progress.
The two leaders spoke to reporters before lunch in the White House residence. King Hamad said security is most important to regional development and prosperity.
Iraq is an Arab state. Iraq is the founder of the Arab League. So it deserves all the support that it can get from other brother Arabs.
King Hamad said Bahrain and the United States share a common goal of fighting terrorism and extremism. The two men discussed joint security operations in the region. The king met Monday with U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates to discuss increasing joint security exercises in the Arabian Gulf. Bahrain is the headquarters of the U.S. Fifth Fleet. Also Monday, the two countries signed an agreement pledging civilian atomic energy cooperation. The State Department says Bahrain agreed to forgo sensitive fuel cycle technologies and to rely on world markets for nuclear fuel. Scott Stearns, VOA News at the White House.